Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Mike Jones joining us from The Athletic. Mike, how you doing?
I'm doing well. How y'all doing this morning?
Well, I don't know, Mike. We're not very well because I don't know if you've heard the news, which I know you have, but
yeah.
It's going from bad to worse here in Atlanta. I mean, my co-host, Mike, asked me earlier, we were talking about this whole thing, was there hesitation with Michael Penix? I know the Falcons seemingly didn't have it, but from other teams because of his injury history with the knees, and now here we are possibly looking at a different knee, but an ACL again.
Yeah, I mean, I think that there were some, you know, some teams that did have some concerns or questions anyway. But at the same time, there were still a number of teams that felt like he was worthy of a first-round pick, and some thought a top-10 pick. And so, you know, we see people have the ACLs and need knee surgery and come back from them, and so I think it's becoming more common that they have these surgeries and people bounce back and they're okay. And so I think everybody was hoping for the best and felt like he still had a high ceiling even despite that. But I do think that even though the Falcons were high on him, a big reason why they did not trade Kirk Cousins this year in the offseason where they had the opportunity to was because they felt like they needed a good insurance policy just in case Michael Penix got hurt. And they knew in the back of their minds that he did have an extensive injury history and that this was a possibility that this could happen again. And that's why they felt like, you know, yeah, there are people who would probably want Cousins' services, but we kind of need him as a good insurance policy as well, and that's why he is still here. And sure enough, now, unfortunately, they're having to turn to him.
Yeah, we are turning to Kirk on Sunday. And look, the city of Atlanta, after five losses in a row, we need a win against the Saints. But with all the injury news, what do you make of the matchup between the Falcons and the Saints this Sunday?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think that if – What I think I know about Raheem Morris is the message he's giving the rest of these guys. Look, everybody's got to step up. We have to collectively, you know, play better. We've got to play at a high level. We got to, you know, rally, use this as a rallying point. Obviously, they wish Penix was out there, but, you know, he's not, and they have to get the job done. And so I think that they still have a chance. Cousins hasn't looked great in the action that he's gotten, but we also haven't gotten a lot of reps with the first team. So now that he's going to be back practicing and preparing as the starter, then I think that he has a chance to succeed. The Saints are a team that you know, they have their struggles. They're on both sides of the ball. They've kind of got some aging guys on defense, and they don't have a whole lot of talent on offense, and they've got a young quarterback, and so the opportunity is there for the Falcons to take advantage of that and hopefully get back on the winning track.
Hanging out with Mike Jones, NFL beat writer for The Athletic. Mike, a couple of the buzzwords, as you can imagine, that have been thrown around this city the last couple of days: hot seat, job status, all the above. Look, I think two cycles ago when the Falcons came, I think there were eight openings in the NFL, changes in the NFL. I think last year it was seven. What does that look like this year? I think a lot of us are kind of starting to put the feel like what the situation might look like on the opening on the open market for some of these coordinators and other former head coaches.
Yeah, I mean, I think that, you know, obviously that there are two openings right now, and obviously, you know, you look at Cleveland's situation where they might, you know, make a change. You know, Arizona, they might be another one that might make a change. You know, you would hope that Raheem would get more than 2 years, but at the same time, like, it's a short "what have you done for me lately" type of league. And so I haven't yet heard someone in the league that feels like a definitely gone. But, you know, I also, you know, haven't heard anybody say, "Oh, he's absolutely safe," because, you know, really. I think that, you know, we're halfway through the season, a little more than that now, but the Falcons still had a chance to kind of, you know, and compete in their division. Now that you don't have Penix, you feel like those chances maybe have taken a blow, and we'll see what happens. But it's going to be interesting to see, because there's always a couple coaching changes that you expect, and then there's always one or two that you don't expect. It's hard to project where it is, but this is a funny league.
Hey, Mike, the Buffalo just did the Falcons a favor, even though the Falcons didn't take advantage of it by beating Tampa Bay. But it feels like Buffalo's roster management is kind of caught up with them, with where they're at with the cap and not being able to hang on to some guys. And the defense just feels pretty bad these days. Gave up 32 points at home to a Tampa Bay team that's kind of beat up. Is that team completely dependent on Josh Allen outscoring the other team this year if they're going to make a run?
Yeah, that's basically what it takes to beat them, unfortunately. I mean, you know, for them to win, unfortunately, is that they have to have him play at an all-world level. If the run game isn't clicking just right, you know, he's got to pick up the slack. If the defense isn't stopping anybody, and mostly this year they have not stopped anybody, then, yeah, he's got to come up with those six touchdown performances. And so when I talk to people around the league about, okay, who are the real contenders, a lot of people did not feel like Buffalo was going to have enough because they don't have that support from their defense. When you look at a team like Denver, who their offense is kind of up and down because they got a young quarterback, but they have a defense that is just lights out and can dominate no matter who they line up against. And then teams like, you know, the Rams out in LA, you know, who are very well-rounded, or Philadelphia, who, even though their offense isn't clicking, they have the ability, but they can always lean on their defense. Well, if Josh Allen has an off day, as we saw against Miami a couple weeks ago, then the team goes as he goes, because there's nobody or no unit to be able to pick up the slack, and that's the unfortunate thing for Buffalo.
Mike, I'm going to ask you what I feel like could possibly be a very simple question for you. I do not know what your answer will be, but this is something we've kind of been tossed around. I've been tossed around. Very simple. Who is the best team in the NFL? I have no idea, though.
I don't know. I know that it can be the Eagles, because the Eagles have the ability. We've seen them. You know, their defense is now clicking. They've kind of gotten some reinforcements back after the trade deadline, also got some injury guys back. Their offense has the ability to play at a very high level. It doesn't all the time. So they have the potential to be the best team. They can win ugly, and just knowing how to win is a big thing. But I think that the Rams are another team that just might be one of the best teams. They've got a really good defense. They've got an offense that can beat you in a variety of ways, and a great coaching staff offensively, defensively, you know, special teams. So between the Eagles and the Rams, I guess, but it's really a wide open season where there's not just one juggernaut or, you know, the dynasty of the Kansas City Chiefs like we've seen in years past.
Yeah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
I want to follow up on that too and talk about the Denver Broncos. I mean, they're 9-2, massive win against the Chiefs. But I don't think anybody feels like they're the best team in the NFL. Bo Nix has had his ups and downs this year. What have you made of them so far?
Yeah, I mean, again, because of their defense, they always have a chance. But that offense where, you know, it sometimes takes them three quarters just to start to get clicking, you go out there against a really good team that's able to have an answer for your defense, then it's going to be too late. But fortunately for them, they have not really run into a team where everything is clicking so far. They've beaten the Eagles. They've beaten the Chiefs. They've gotten those quality wins. And I want to see what happens when they get to the playoffs because things kind of change. But they are definitely firmly in the driver's seat in their division. And, you know, we'll see. They might wind up with the top seed and have a bye. That makes things a lot easier. And, you know, again, that defense is legit. They lead the NFL in sacks. They don't have to get off the quarterback. They know how to force turnovers, and they get off the field, and they give their offense more opportunities. And that's what you want, is just one or two more opportunities than your opponent. And if you can capitalize on, you win. And it doesn't have to be perfect, doesn't have to be pretty. But so I'm still skeptical of them, but at the same time, that was a big win, beating the Chiefs. And so I think it could be possible that they make noise here in the playoffs.
Mike, I want to ask you about a couple of disciplinary issues that seem to be popped up yesterday. First off, this Jalen Ramsey, Jamar Chase thing that now Jamar Chase has been suspended. Was it just safe to say the NFL found evidence of a loogie traveling on film, and that's why they suspended Chase for a game?
I think they might have stumbled upon some type of video that did not show up on the game broadcast, but made its way around social media. And, that's why. And it's kind of interesting to me that, and maybe they need to do this in the off season, find an agreement where, okay, if there's a fight, an ejection or whatever, that you review the play just to see, because last week we saw Amon-Ra Brown, you know, he threw a punch at Daron Payne in Washington. Nobody saw that. And then they saw Payne's punch, and he got ejected. Well, St. Brown should have gotten ejected as well. So, I mean, Jamar Chase should have been ejected in addition to Jalen Ramsey. And maybe, you know, you say that Chase should have been ejected and not Ramsey because of the nature of it. But the NFL was able to review it. They found the evidence they need, and now he's out a game and a lot of money.
Got about 30 seconds left. What's up with this Abdul Carter stuff in New York? This whole fell asleep getting treatment or didn't get treatment. It sounds kind of like an odd thing for a guy who has been underwhelming at times, as stat wise, as one of the top five rookie draft pick.
Yeah, you know, I think that everybody expected him to have more of an impact. And now you wonder, okay, is this approach not quite right? Is it not to the level it needs to be here? But it's a year in New York where obviously the coaching staff is not getting everything they needed to out of these players, and we're seeing the results of that. And so I don't know if we'll get the full story of what really happened there, but so suffice it to say, it's been a disappointment from him, maybe on and off the field.
Great stuff. That's Mike Jones from The Athletic. Thanks, Mike. We appreciate you.
Thanks. You guys have a good one.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.